Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Vav Mishnah Vav and Parak Vav Mishnah Zayin as we continue to discuss various items that a woman is allowed to wear on Shabbos. Now, as we discussed previously, the general principle, the general rule is that anything that a woman would typically wear either as jewelry or clothing, some sort of a decoration, absolutely can be worn on Shabbos. It's not considered to be chutzah. It's not considered to be carrying. The only question is, are we concerned that maybe she might take it off for various reasons, like we learned previously, but now we're going to discuss various things that we assume she's not going to take off, and she can wear it because they're worn in a regular type of way. Says the Mishnah, Yotzin Besela She'al Hatzinis, a woman may go outside to a public area on Shabbos with a silver coin that would be tied to a wound on the bottom of her foot between the image of the coin that protruded from the coin, the fact that it was made of silver, which generates some sort of a moisture, as the Bar Tanura points out, and the hardness of the coin. That sort of combination would all combine to heal and protect the wound, and since the coin is tied to the foot for healing purposes, it is not considered to be carried. Therefore, it is considered to be an article of clothing or jewelry which may be worn on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, Habanos Kitanos Yotzos Bechutin Vafilu Bekismin Sheba Oznehen. Young girls are allowed to go outside in Rosh Hashanah Harabim with the threads or even with like these little slivers of wood that would be kept in their pierced ears to prevent their holes in their ears from clothing. Girls typically in those days would have their ears pierced at a very, very young age, but they wouldn't necessarily wear earrings or jewelry until they got older. So what do you do in the meantime if you just leave the ears pierced and they're going to close? The holes are going to close in the ears. So they would have threads or these slivers of wood that would be inserted into the holes in order to keep them open. And there were these decorative items that were basically considered to be jewelry, and therefore they were allowed to be worn by these girls on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, Arvios Yotzos Reulos. Jewish women who live in various Arab countries may go outside with most of their face wrapped in like these veils and these clothing, like as typical women would wear in those areas. Again, it's all about what's normal to be worn, and therefore they can certainly wear these type of very, very intensely covered type of clothing. Umadios perufos, and Jewish women who live in Madai, there would be allowed to go outside with a strap, the way that it would sort of work, they would wear like these cloaks, and the one side of their cloaks would be fastened to like a round object that would protrude from the other side of the cloak, and that was allowed as well, because as long as you're wearing what typical women wear, that's considered appropriate and to be worn on Shabbos as well. V'chol Adam, it says the Mishnah, any case, any woman is allowed to go outside wrapped in certain clothing or wearing certain clothing. Elisha Dibru, Chacham and Behova. The Chacham were simply discussing in our Mishnah cases of women in Arab countries or Madai, because those are the people that they were talking about. But in any case, any situation, says the Mishnah, a woman's allowed to wear typical clothing that would be worn by women in that area, and that's not considered to be carrying, it's not considered to be a burden, it's considered to be regular clothing that can be worn on Shabbos. Continuing now with Parak Vav, Mishnah Zayin. As we continue our discussion from the previous Mishnah, where we continue to discuss various round objects that may be worn as a button, similar to what was worn in Madai. Says the Mishnah, Porefes al ha'even v'al ha'egos v'al ha'matibaya. A woman can fasten the strap of her clothing, of her cloak, on top of a stone or a nut or even a coin. Normally these things would be mukta because they're not prepared. They're not something that was typically used on Shabbos. Therefore, they were considered to be mukta. But in these cases, if there is the Mishnah Vavad Shalot Tifrof Lechatkila B'Shabbos, provided that she does not fasten the strap over the coin for the first time on Shabbos, that a coin or these stones and so on may be used as buttons on Shabbos, only if they'd already been used for that purpose before Shabbos began. Otherwise, they'd be considered to be mukta. But again, you can wear them in the typical way that was done, and they're not considered to be mukta if they're fastened already from before Shabbos. Quick review, Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav. Discuss various items that a woman may wear on Shabbos. Number one, we said that a woman can go out on Shabbos with a silver coin that was tied to the bottom of her foot to help her heal from some sort of a wound. A young girl can wear these little wood chips in her ear in order to keep her the hole in her ear, the piercing in her ear from clothing. And then we said people in various Arab countries, in Madai as well, would wear different types of clothing. And certainly that's perfectly permitted to be worn by a woman in those countries on Shabbos. Because again, you're wearing what's typically worn. Wherever you are, you can wear the typical clothing on Shabbos. And that's considered to be completely appropriate for Shabbos. And then Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin told us that the same is true when it comes to a woman fastening. There's various straps, the various clothing. She can use a stone or a nut or a coin and so on to use them, provided that she already had them fastened from before Shabbos to make sure that they're mukhan, that they're prepared from before Shabbos. Otherwise, they would be muktzah. Have a great day.